Note, this story will change as conditions change throughout the day. Last updated 9:45 a.m. Highway 101 has experienced at least one closure already Tuesday for a tree down near Mercer Road in Pender Harbor, according to Alertable and Drive BC. The highway is also closed at Trout Lake because of a tree down, Sunshine Coast RCMP advise on Facebook. Seashelt Inlet Road is closed just north of Porpoise Bay campsite in both directions for several more hours, RCMP also said on Facebook just before 9:30 a.m. The coast experienced several highway closures on Monday because of transport and other vehicles blocking roads after falling victim to the treacherous conditions. The Sunshine Coast RCMP issued a plea on Facebook Monday asking drivers to refrain from driving if they don't have winter tires. More than 3,000 people are without power in Pender Harbor, according to BC Hydro's outage map, with potential repairs suspended due to the highway closure, as of 9 a.m. Buses. BC Transit bus service is suspended, as it has been since yesterday afternoon. Tuesday closures. All Sunshine Coast schools and all School District 46 early learning and childcare programming, located on district property, are closed Tuesday and all facility rentals are cancelled Tuesday as snow continues to fall into Tuesday. Capilano University's Calax I, Sunshine Coast campus is also closed. SCRD recreation facilities remain closed, but they will reassess this morning for a potential opening in the afternoon. The Seashelt landfill is closed and assessment will be made throughout the day. Gibson's recycling and grips are closed. SCRD utility crews are out checking on water and wastewater plants and infrastructure, shared the SCRD. Seashelt and Gibson's municipal halls are also closed Tuesday. Gibson's scheduled council meeting will go ahead online. Shishel Nation offices are also closed. An SCRD public hearing scheduled for 6 p.m. has been postponed. More at https://www.scrd.ca/news/february-4-public-hearing-postponed/. Waste services. Gibson's and Seashelt waste collection are cancelled Tuesday. Curbside collection is also cancelled for SCRD Orange and Blue Zones, West Howe Sound, Langdale, Mountainside of the Highway in Elphinstone and Roberts Creek. Next week, both zones will have both garbage and green bin collection. Not sure what zone you are in? Search your address here. https://www.scrd.ca/curbside-schedule/. Snowfall warning. A snowfall warning that was in effect from Earl's Cove to Gibson's, with the total amount of snowfall forecast at 20 to 30 centimeters, ended about 8:30 a.m. Flurries are expected to ease near midday, said the warning. If you're venturing out into the snow, on foot, this evening, bundle up. Winds up to 15 kilometers per hour and a wind chill near -9°C is expected. Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of flurries in the morning and early afternoon. High is -1°C and wind chill -12°C in the morning and -3°C in the afternoon. East Porpoise Bay in Seashelt has had 42 centimeters of snow in total, 39.5 centimeters since 8 a.m. yesterday, and there is 35 centimeters on the ground, according to retired meteorologist Lewis Legal. Do you have snow photos? Send them to editor@coastreporter.net.